Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who recently earned her Doctor of Ministry in Preaching and comes to us from Royal Oak, Michigan. Sister Megan's reflection is entitled, A Blessing for Life.
A reading from the book of Genesis. When Isaac was so old that his eyesight had failed him, he called his older son Esau and said to him, Son. Yes, father, he replied. Isaac then said, As you can see, I am so old that I may now die at any time. Take your gear, therefore, your quiver and bow, and go out into the country to hunt some game for me. With your catch, prepare an appetizing dish for me, such as I like, and bring it to me to eat, so that I may give you my special blessing before I die. Rebekah had been listening while Isaac was speaking to his son Esau. So when Esau went out into the country to hunt some game for his father, Rebekah then took the best clothes of her older son Esau that she had in the house and gave them to her younger son Jacob to wear. And with the skins of the kids, she covered up his hands and the hairless parts of his neck. Then she handed her son Jacob the appetizing dish and the bread she had prepared. Bringing them to his father, Jacob said, Father. Yes, replied Isaac. Which of my sons are you? Jacob answered his father, I am Esau, your firstborn. I did as you told me. Please sit up and eat some of my game, so that you may give me your special blessing. But Isaac asked, How did you succeed so quickly, son? He answered, The Lord your God let things turn out well with me. Isaac then said to Jacob, Come closer, son, that I may feel you, to learn whether you really are my son Esau or not. So Jacob moved up closer to his father. When Isaac felt him, he said, Although the voice is Jacob's, the hands are Esau's. He failed to identify him because his hands were hairy like those of his brother Esau. So in the end, he gave him his blessing. Again he asked Jacob, Are you really my son Esau? Certainly, Jacob replied. Then Isaac said, Serve me your game, son, that I may eat of it, and then give you my blessing. Jacob served it to him, and Isaac ate. He brought him wine, and he drank. Finally, his father Isaac said to Jacob, Come closer, son, and kiss me. As Jacob went up and kissed him, Isaac smelled the fragrance of his clothes. With that, he blessed him, saying, Ah, the fragrance of my son is like the fragrance of a field that the Lord has blessed. May God give to you of the dew of the heavens and of the fertility of the earth abundance of grain and wine. Let peoples serve you and nations pay you homage. Be master of your brothers, and may your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be those who curse you, and blessed be those who bless you. The Word of the Lord. What are we to make of this story where the one and only special blessing of Isaac was bestowed on the son who deceived him? Jacob essentially stole his brother Esau's rightful inheritance. How fair is that? And yet, Jewish people around the world hold Jacob up as one of the patriarchs of their faith. How can someone so deceptive and conniving hold such a prominent and esteemed place in the Jewish tradition? I think it's because God has a way of writing straight with our crooked lines. In other words, God continues to work for God's intentions despite our human attempts to fix the situation. We recently heard the story of Sarah trying to fix the situation of her continued infertility by arranging for her maidservant Hagar to sleep with Abraham and thereby conceive a child. Conceive she did. But that was not the child through whom the blessing would be given. Another blessing would be given to Ishmael, Abraham's firstborn son. A generation later, Rebekah, Isaac's wife and Esau's and Jacob's mother, tried to fix the situation of who would receive the blessing. We recall from Genesis chapter 25 that the Lord had revealed to her when she was pregnant with the two boys that the elder son would serve the younger. When she discovered that Isaac was going to bestow the blessing on Esau, she set in motion the plan to assure it was the second-born son who would receive it. One commentator, however, saw Rebekah's actions not so much as deception as that of a mother who loved both her sons equally and saw the natural leadership Jacob possessed, which was not evident in Esau as the boys grew up. Esau was concerned about Esau and not about things like the birthright, which in Genesis 25 tells us he willingly gave to Jacob because he was hungry and wanted some of the stew his brother had been making. Esau also married two Canaanite women, as we hear in Genesis chapter 26, much to his parents' chagrin. What's significant, however, is not the means by which the blessing was given, but the power of the blessing. The blessing Jacob inherited was one of authority, abundance, long life, and most importantly, the favor of God, that is, friendship with God. The blessing of friendship with God has also been bestowed on each one of us in light of our baptism. It is this blessing that gives us dignity, prosperity, and life, all in overwhelming abundance. Oftentimes, though, instead of recognizing the simple and profound gift that such friendship is, and being grateful for it, and living out of it, it is something we think we have to earn, that we have to work for, that we have to merit. So we end up construing various machinations of how to be more deserving of God's love and friendship. We are only deceiving ourselves if we believe that God's love is to be earned. God's love, God's friendship is freely given, as is evidenced by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, and by his sending his Spirit to us. We do not need to put on any disguises or false masks to ensure God's love. We do not need to construct ways for God to be our friend. God works through all of that anyway. God simply asks us, as Isaac asked of his son, "Come closer, my child, and give me a kiss that I may bestow my blessing upon you." In our living out of this blessing of friendship and love with God, we then become a blessing and bestow it upon others.